Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Jenna. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Booksellers Awards was this weekend. How was that?
It was awesome. I'm feeling quite tired after it all, but it was really wonderful. So Unity Wellington won the Best Bookshop in New Zealand for year, and Penguin Random House New Zealand won Best Publisher, and it was just a really wonderful celebration.
Cool. Oh, that's lovely. It must have been nice to get the community together and have a bit of a party.
Oh my goodness, we have not been together for 3 years because our last two conferences have been cancelled.
Wow.
So it was quite extraordinary.
For sure. Well, we are talking about a good book you've brought in this morning. What is it?
Yes, well, this one's from Around Your Hood, Rachel.
Ooh.
Wintertime by Lawrence Fernley. This is set in a fictional, well, it's a fictionally named town called Matariki, but it's based around Lake Tekapo.
Oh, nice.
And
South Island.
Yeah, for sure, which, you know, you and I are both all in and on that.
Oh, yeah.
the main character, Roland March, has arrived to his small hometown in the South Island after the death of his brother Eddie, and from four siblings he's the only one left. He lives in Sydney, he's gay, he's a vegetarian, he runs this Whole Foods cafe food store. He's quite different to the environment that he grew up in, and quite an isolated man. So of course Matariki, Lake Tekapo, is known for its harsh weather and its incredible beauty, but also this isolation.
Yeah.
So there's some mysterious circumstances around Eddie's death. He was a contractor for Culling Tar, which of course has been a real life hot potato between Doc and hunters. And what is actually quite an interesting thing, and what hooked me into wanting to read this book, is that since Roland has arrived in town, someone is posting on Facebook community pages as Roland, like saying that the hunters might have killed him or set up this car accident. But Roland doesn't use the internet at all. He's not on social media. So somebody's got it in for him in this small town. Which kind of feels really realistic that could easily happen.
Yeah.
So I think the beautiful thing about this book is it's so considered. Lawrence Fernley, she's such a detailed writer. There's these slow, but not in a bad way, like these just considered descriptions of the landscape, the food, and the cold. Fernley herself, she's got a great interview with Kim Hill. She says she has no memories of ever being warm when camping with her own family.
Wow.
And it kind of feels like, you know, in Te Reo Māori, there's like multiple words for snow and ice. She captures that in English in her prose. So there's this strong sense of place, and her eye for detail is second to none. There's the supporting cast. We have a woman that he meets called Bay. She is a property developer, and she almost doesn't seem quite real, like no one really knows her, but I feel like that really captures that small town vibe as well.
Totally.
And then there's this cantankerous next door neighbour who's always telling Roland how useless he is, and she's kind of always been there in the background, and she's come up again. There's some pretty wild scenes with her actually that she's like gross. And then you know that one of these people are likely to be the culprit of these Facebook posts, but you're not quite sure.
There's something so like enticing about a small town drama. It's the reason shows like, you know, now I've just blanked on the name.
Are you thinking of Top of the Lake?
Top of the Lake, yeah, those things, they work so well because they're sinister, they're kind of freaky, but they're also contained. They're all within the small, weird, kind of tight-knit community space where there is all this isolation and stuff. And I think that translating that into a book setting is so good. And I already feel cold listening to you sort of like describe it and the landscape and the space and all that stuff. Sounds like a gorgeous read.
It's wonderful. And Fernley describes herself as a really sentimental person. person, and you can feel this in Roland's descriptions of his memories with his siblings, and also capturing those relationships, your everyday relationships. There's an interesting thread going on with his partner Leon back in Sydney, and the tension between them, and kind of capturing a rift in there, but maybe not, you know, or maybe it's going to work out. And then also those really close memories of your family members, but you may not talk to them every day, and then you wonder if you actually know them, but then you miss them. And so that is also really wonderful. So this is her second book that's related to the senses. She's doing all five, and she's done one called Scented, which of course is based on smell, and then the next, this one is on touch, and the touch is very I think visceral in terms of touch with the environment,
right,
and the cold,
right.
So it's a character study, but it's also a mystery, and there's all these little mysteries throughout it. Eddie's death, the death of his other brother, the Facebook posts. So that's these mysteries that keep you really going. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think, you know, it's called winter time. We've got this crazy weather been happening in the South Island. I think it's the perfect time to read this book.
Sounds great. Is it on the shelves now?
Oh, it is 100% on the shelves now.
Nice.
And so come and get it from Time Out. It's published by our friends at Penguin Random House, the best publishers in New Zealand.
Congrats
and,
to them.
Come and see us and come and grab it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jenna, for bringing us Wintertime by Lawrence Fernley this morning. We'll see you in the shop. Have a good day.
See you soon. Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
All right.